Former FBI agent refuses cooperation with GOP's probe into Bureau's handling of Hunter's laptop. By Wendell Hasebo on October 18, 2022. Former FBI agent Timothy Thebeau refused last week to cooperate with House Republicans' probe into the Bureau's handling of Hunter Biden's laptop from Hell investigation. Concerning the request for an interview, because the subject matter pertains to sensitive law enforcement information and/or pending investigations, our client is not in a position to accept this invitation at this juncture. Thebeau's attorney responded to the House Judiciary Committee on October 7. Our client is now retired from the Federal Bureau of Investigation. As such, he no longer possesses an FBI laptop or mobile device. And he no longer has access to the FBI's records and materials, the letter added. Thebeau left the Bureau in August after being accused of bias in handling the laptop investigation. Thebeau can refuse to cooperate now, but can't hide from a congressional subpoena in the future. A person close to the Republican committee told the New York Post. House and Senate Republicans plan to aggressively investigate the Biden family if they retake the House and Senate in November. Senator Chuck Grassley, Arya, believes Thebeau shut down a probe into Hunter's laptop that is likely unrelated to the ongoing criminal probe concerning reported tax fraud by the president's son. It is unknown if the prosecutors will have the opportunity to charge Hunter with any alleged crimes with voluminous evidence found on the laptop. FBI officials wanted to take action with respect to this separate investigative information the FBI had in its possession related to Hunter Biden. However, Thebeau blocked the FBI from doing what would normally be done, Grassley explained on the Senate floor in September. Accordingly, the investigative activity and information could not be advanced as it should have been, which means the FBI could have gathered more evidence with respect to Hunter Biden but cut bait instead. And the FBI and Thebeau cut bait right before the 2020 presidential election, Grassley continued. President Joe Biden's Justice Department has reportedly delayed its final decision on whether Hunter will be charged for alleged tax and gun-related violations due to his drug abuse. Yet critics of the president's family say Hunter's altered mental state seemed to have no negative impact on his ability to sell access to Joe Biden via business deals with Chinese and Ukrainian entities. Last week, Joe Biden took it upon himself to defend Hunter on CNN in an interview with Jake Tapper. The Post's editorial board believes Joe Biden interfered with the investigation into Hunter. That was a clear push for mercy, from the ultimate boss of the Justice Department that's weighing charges against Hunter. As we've asked before, how is there no independent counsel in charge of this case, as department rules clearly dictate? It's pretty clear that justice has already delayed this investigation. Then, too, the press only discussed Hunter's admitted lies on a federal gun form, not the far more serious tax-dodging charges, or the unregistered lobbyist issues, let alone the whole big guy stink bomb, and Tapper didn't push him. Hunter Biden is the subject of a brand new narrative film, My Son Hunter, marking Breitbart's expansion into film distribution. The film was directed by Robert Davi, Goonies, License to Kill, Die Hard, and stars Lawrence Fox, Victoria, Inspector Lewis, The Professor, and The Madman, as Hunter Biden, Gina Carano, The Mandalorian, Deadpool, Heist, as a Secret Service agent, and John James, Dynasty, as Joe Biden. It was produced by Phelim McAleer and Anne McElhinney. Gosnell Movie, FBI Lovebirds, Undercovers, from the Unreported Story Society. The film is available right now for streaming and downloading at mysonhunter.com. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.